Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 513, and with me in the studio is Cliff Wiltshire. He is the editor and publisher of the brand new Clintonville Spotlight. We're going to talk to him in just a minute. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, and if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com, and today, for the first time, we are streaming live on Facebook, so let me turn around and look at my Facebook friends, if you can see me there. Okay. Hi there. Anyway, all right, so, as I mentioned, we have Cliff Wiltshire. And he is the editor and publisher of the new Clintonville Spotlight, a newspaper. And so, Cliff, this is interesting to me. First of all, I love the publication.
Well, thank you.
And it's only had three issues so far.
That's right.
It's once monthly.
Yep.
And you're working on the fourth issue right now, right?
That's right.
Now, you brought one with you. Is it the third or the fourth?
I brought the third one.
Oh, I don't get an advanced copy or anything?
No, they're not ready yet. A lot of work to do still.
Okay, well, I can imagine. All right, so tell me about the Clintonville Spotlight. I mean, like, what brought it to fruition? How did that thought process go? And tell me about it.
Sure. Well, I had been in the community newspaper business for 25, 26 years and kind of got nudged out with some of the consolidations and buyouts of previous newspapers.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to stop you there. I didn't read your bio. So you're having to do it piece by piece. All right, let me tell you a little bit about Cliff. He is 53. He's the editor and publisher of this brand new Clintonville Spotlight. It's an information source that includes a printed newspaper, website, and social media presence. He was development director at the Clintonville Beachwood Community Resources Center for 4.5 years, coordinating fundraising activities, including events planning, planned giving, and development of website content. Before then, he was managing editor of Suburban News Publications from 2002 to 2012, after reporting there, editing and column writing from 1987. That's a long time.
That's right.
Born and raised in Stamford, Connecticut, graduated from Muskingum College in 1986 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in English and Religion. Married to Carla Wiltshire with two children, Cliff Jr. and, is it Raquel?
Rachel.
I never know.
Yeah.
Are those things spelled the same? Rachel and Raquel?
Some people spell them the same.
That's my problem.
That's right.
And they both graduated from college and are now in the working world, which means they're off your payroll.
That's right.
No wonder you look so calm.
Yes. One reason why I got to do this business.
Exactly. All right. So tell me now what you were starting to say is what brought this publication to fruition.
Right. So when I left with the Suburban News back in 2012, I ended up working for the CRC, the Clintonville Resources Center, and just over the years heard from a lot of people who said they missed the old community newspaper that we used to produce through Suburban News. And so, I kept hearing these whispers, having conversations with people, and I thought, if I want to do something about it, I need to do it myself.
Exactly. I have that feeling myself.
Right. And so earlier this year, just all the stars lined up, and I'm like, I can do this. And so it's took a big dive into the deep end of the pool, and I'm enjoying every minute of it so far.
Good, good. Well, it's not like you didn't know you could swim. You've done this before.
Right. But a lot of people look at you and say, why are you doing a printed newspaper this day and age?
Well, that was going to be one of my questions, because we're in an era where the printed papers are going away. They just keep, every year there are fewer and fewer, right?
That's right.
And you decided to do print. So tell me about that thought process, too.
Well, part of the conversations I would hear, people said they missed having that hard copy in their hands. The tactile feel of it, the way you could sit down with a cup of coffee in the morning and thumb through it, the digital just doesn't have that same feel.
Yeah.
And I think there's a place for both, and so that's what we're trying to do.
I also noticed it's a little bit bigger print than typical newspapers.
That's right.
Your audience, you assume, is over 50.
Well, and I've heard several comments from people that really are thankful for the bigger typeface, yes.
So it was on purpose, right?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. So now tell me, okay, this newspaper is designed to focus on the positive, right?
That's right.
It's also, in my estimation, it informs readers about people and events that help enhance the quality of life in Clintonville, would you say?
That's right, yes, and very specific to the community right
now. Okay, so a few things you may want to remember for when we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is that this publication is only 3 months old, and those other two things I just said about positivity and enhancing the quality of life.
Correct, yep.
Okay, so now... what do you think it is that makes Clintonville a desirable neighborhood in which to live? So, I mean, clearly, you didn't do this in, I don't know, South Linden. You didn't do it in Short North. You did it in Clintonville for a reason, right?
Right. And one reason, biggest reason, is because that's where I live.
Okay.
I've worked in that close proximity for many, many years, developed a lot of relationships in the community. It's got some clearly defined neighborhoods, great schools. And I have a lot of insights into some of those stories I'd like to share in the community. So that's a good place for me to start.
Okay. So do you envision at some point down the line a Grandview spotlight, a Bexley spotlight, a Worthington spotlight?
I think the potential is there. I'm trying to take it slow. Taking my baby steps right now.
I guess to do that, you'd almost have to have someone who had lived in that area for 20 or 30 years to kind of be the advisor, right?
That's right. That's what I believe. And, you know, that's how most newspapers started out, little community newspapers. There's a paper called The Booster that's probably 75, 80 years old. And, you know, a gentleman in the community lived and worked and played in Clintonville and began that newspaper on his own.
But that's still going, but I don't know how you get a copy of it anymore. Do you know?
It's been purchased several times by the different companies. And I think you have to subscribe to the daily newspaper in order to receive it with that paper.
Okay.
So that was one of the frustrations I would hear from people, too, is they'd like to read about the community news. It's just hard to get that print version.
Right. And my fellow Rotarians and I, mm-hmm. Clintonville Rotary, I'm one of the founding members, we're 9 years old now, and we found it almost impossible to get a story written or information about what we were doing. And keep in mind, when the Rotary does something, or Kiwanis, which is what you are the president of,
that's right,
does something, we're doing it for the neighborhood. None of us are making any money off of it. We're donating our time, and it seems like such a no-brainer that the local paper would want to pick up what we're doing, because we're trying to get the community to come out to something fun like Movies in the Park, for example.
Right.
So why would you not print that? And we don't really get it. So I want to say I appreciate the Civic Corner that you have in the paper.
Thank you.
Where you purposely highlight the civic groups and what they're doing.
Right. And I can respect being part of the media previously, seeing how the staff cuts and those types of things, it became less of a priority for upper management to handle those things. So it's not necessarily the local editor or reporter that's struggling to keep up with those things, but they have to cover 5-6 different communities instead
right.
of one.
Okay.
And I can do one community once a month and get as much in as I can.
But I think we were even willing to write the story and send them pictures, and it was still not getting printed.
Right, yeah.
You know, maybe 2 months after the event, there'd be a little blurb about it, but that didn't really help anybody, did it?
No, not at that point in time.
Okay, so now, in your first person, you mentioned the first person section, mm-hmm. which means from you, right?
That's right.
About how small business owners inspire you. Now, you've become one of them now.
I have, yes. I was fortunate. My wife's got a great job, and the kids are off the payroll, as you said, so I can handle going out on my own, and I'm starting to feel the pain and the excitement of being a small business owner.
Okay, yeah, and there'll be lots of that. There are ups and downs. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of an an advantage over some of us because you didn't need brick and mortar. You're working out of your house. Boy, I tell you what, talk to people like Aaron Brown from Tabletop Game Cafe and talk to the some of these small businesses and ask them about how easy, or let's put it this way, how not easy it was to work with the city, for example, to get things situated so they could open. It's terrible.
Yeah, all I need is my laptop and a coffee shop or a Wi-Fi connection, and I can get a lot of work done.
Really? That's good. That's good. So so you actually go to some of these coffee shops that you wrote about?
Yeah, there's so many great ones in the community that I can rotate my presence and share my business, share my love, and get them some promotional benefit too.
Okay, okay. So we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day soon. Let me just give people the phone number if you want to pre-program into your phone, 614-459-9769. You'll have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist soon, not this very minute though. But before we go to before we do that, I just wanted to kind of mention I had a question written that was before I actually looked in the paper that if someone wanted to submit a story idea, they can. So tell me how they go about that.
Probably the quickest, easiest way is to send me a note, news@clintonvillespotlight.com, or my personal address is Cliff, C-L-I-F-F, @clintonvillespotlight.com.
Okay. And when we come back, after we do the Dr. Kvitko question of the day, we're going to talk a little bit about what the paper isn't. And I think I figured it out, but we'll talk about that soon. All right, so we are going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Remember, the things to remember about Clintonville Spotlight are that it focuses on the positive, it's only 3 months old, and it helps readers know about events that will enhance the quality of life in Clintonville. All right, but before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and we're talking with Cliff Wiltshire, editor and publisher of the brand new Clintonville Spotlight. The question is, which of the following is true about Clintonville Spotlight? A, it is a newspaper that focuses on the positive. B, it informs its readers about people and events that help enhance the quality of life in Clintonville. C, it's only 3 months old. Or D, all of the above. All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We don't yet have a winner, so if you want to call 614-459-9769, you'll still have a chance to win those free flowers from DeSantis Florist. In the meantime, we're going to go on with the show with Cliff Wiltshire here, who is the editor and publisher of Clintonville Spotlight. It's a brand new publication. By the way, I think the answer was D. Yeah.
Correct.
Maybe I made it too hard. But the answer still is D, for that matter. Okay. So I said I wanted to talk a little bit about, oh, I know, let's do this. Okay, so I'm reading the paper, and you have a story about Helen Ish celebrating her 100th birthday.
Yes.
And she used to live in an apartment above Jimmy's Drugs.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's
it's
right.
In the article.
Yeah.
And one of those apartments, guess what? I own that building.
Is that right?
Yeah. I still have the Jimmy's Drugs sign down in the basement of it.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
You got to get that to the Historical Society.
And then there's another story you wrote about how you appreciate the small business owners and their passion.
Yes.
And you mentioned these two women who own Sunroom, the Sunroom, a new clothing store, and they were talking about how it's dangerous to be between Domama and Witt's Frozen Custard.
Oh, that's right.
Did you know Witt's Frozen Custard is a building that I own that building? Not only that, that was my second dental office location.
It's a small little space
yeah,
there.
So, yeah. Well, the Witt's, it's like 1,200 square feet or something.
Okay.
Isn't that cool? So I go into my second dental office and get Witt's Frozen Custard.
Dangerous.
And then Aaron Brown from Tabletop, he rents from me too.
Okay.
Isn't that neat? So I knew Aaron, I knew he was going to be successful the minute I met him.
He's got a great approach, and just he's followed his passion for playing games.
Yeah, it's really cool. His kids go to Indian Springs Elementary.
Yep, right around.
So we would meet in and around him getting his kids to and from school, so it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So looks like we have a winner. Do we have a winner? We do. All right, so the winner today is... Well, wait a minute. Did he give you the answer? Good. Okay, the winner today is David Conley. Hey, David, thank you so much for calling. Oh, are you there? Hey, David.
Yep.
How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good. Hey, thanks for calling in and for listening. What do you do for a living, David?
I'm a district manager for a QSR restaurant here in Columbus.
Okay. What does that stand for?
Quick service restaurant.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just didn't know. And one of the things I learned in college is if you don't know, say you don't know.
Right.
Even if
you did say something that was exactly spot on, trying to open up a new business.
Yes.
I'm in Columbus and trying to get the city to get along with it, get everything going was spot on.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's the worst thing people go through. Yeah.
Right.
And I have a lot of compassion and empathy because I've been through it, and I've been through it with my tenants, you know, that are trying to do the same thing. And I'll tell you what, when I heard Mary Taylor, who's running for governor, I think, or wants to, and she said she's going to not treat businesses like business owners like criminals, boy, could I relate to that.
Right.
So anyway, hey, thank you so much for listening and calling in, and stay on the line because we still have to get the address where to send those flowers to you, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. All right, so yeah, it's very true. And so, okay, now, I have a question, Cliff, since you've lived in Clintonville for so long.
Sure.
And I've been in Clintonville since 1980.
Okay. Longer than I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually bought the first building that I am in, which is where... Studio B Hair Salon is now.
Okay.
Okay, on West Brighton Road, across from Clinton Heights Elementary.
Yep.
And I still own that building. So so that I bought in 1978 or 9, and then I got it ready for when I graduated.
Right.
But anyway, Clintonville seems to have had this long reputation of there's just so many dentists in Clintonville. Why is that? Do you know?
I don't know. There's about 30,000 people. I guess they all enjoy going to the dentist, right?
Well, I do know that 43202 is the most densely populated zip code in Central Ohio.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
I did not for the density, no. That's
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I'm teaching Cliff something, and he's the man.
I'll work that into the next paper.
You'll probably have to verify my knowledge there, too, right? Make sure I'm right. But no, that's what I've learned over time.
Okay,
so now... If you could change one thing about Clintonville, what would it be?
Change one thing. Well, we're fortunate to be on the number 2 bus line, that we have pretty good public transportation.
We do. Both, and then you also have the east-west North Broadway connector.
That's right.
And east-west Henderson, right?
So we're fortunate in that part of town. But growing up in Connecticut, having public transportation, the passenger rail,
I think
it would be terrific to have some sort of option for that.
Okay.
Get downtown, to get up to the Polaris area.
Okay.
Out to Easton.
So better public transportation.
Yeah, passenger rail.
Oh, passenger rail. Okay. Although Clintonville is a step ahead of a lot of communities.
I think so.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. And what do you believe it is that makes Clintonville a desirable neighborhood in which people live? I think I asked you that, but what was the answer? I forget.
Well, we've got some great neighborhoods. Love the older homes, mature trees, terrific schools.
One of the things I like is the front porches. Everyone has
yes.
a front porch, and you see people out walking their dog and their babies, and you just say hello, and
right.
it's so different than some of the neighborhoods like where I live. There's no sidewalk, and it's everybody's in their car, and yeah, they'll honk their horn, but it's not the same.
A lot of new developments where the first part of the house you see is the garage.
Right.
You pull up the driveway. And
that's true.
Glenville's the opposite. We've got front porches, and the garages are tucked in the back where they belong.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, that is good. And I've just, it's hard to put my finger on what it is. It's just people in Clintonville are solid. They care about their neighborhood. They care about their properties, care about their neighbors.
Yes.
Very passionate. You have a lot of differing opinions, but people aren't afraid to express them and be civil about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we're starting to see some newer folks move in now, too, where we, you know, people raise their families and they've stayed in their homes. Maybe they're moving on now, but now they're younger people are coming in with their children. So we're starting to see an influx of younger families.
Okay. And we're seeing that in my neighborhood, too. And for the longest time, excuse me, I live in Columbus, but it's a Worthington school, one of those Worthington school things.
Yep.
So Worthington has no land that they can build for school, for homes. They're pretty much landlocked there.
Right.
And so the school district was going down. The numbers went down. Because people like me, whose kids are grown, I don't want to move. I still like it.
You don't want to leave that house.
So now we had to wait until some of us either have to go in retirement homes or we keel over or something. But you know, that hasn't, it's just now starting to happen. And,
right.
and in my own neighborhood, we now have all these kids running around, which is really cool. Cool for us to see.
And in Clintonville, you're finally seeing some seniors housing, apartment style living.
That's right. That's
that
right.
Deco that's.
Was that where Olympic Pool used to be?
That's right, on Indianola.
Yeah.
And, they've got units available, and they're geared toward 55 and older.
Yeah.
So they want to
yeah.
keep people in the neighborhood
right.
who don't want to live in big houses anymore.
Because honestly, a lot of those people are the ones that are in Kiwanis and in Rotary. And,
that's right.
And
want to keep
Lions
them around.
Club and stuff. So
yes.
anyway, hey, it looks like we're up against a break. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko here with Cliff Wiltshire from Spotlight Columbus, episode number 513, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. This is The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Cliff Wiltshire is in the house with us. Hey, Cliff.
Good morning, Dr. Kvitko.
Thank you for coming in. We really appreciate
My
you getting
pleasure.
Up and being here live. And he is live, see, he moves and everything. If you're on, there you go. And so tell me what the paper is not. Let me tell you what I figured out. There are no kids' sports. Am I right?
That's right. So it's, far.
Okay.
Yep.
And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, a lot of these local papers, they're all dominated by the kids' softball and the kids' soccer. And this is more about community, about just people. Doesn't matter if they're an adult or a child, but it's different.
It is different. You know, when I first started working with the booster, 20 years ago, let's say, the paper would be 48, 52 pages. So you'd have your sports, but you also had 4 or 5 pages of school news, the kids doing chess club and invention convention and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But as the paper shrunk and the staffing got cut, those things were pushed aside. But you still have the sports. You've got some of the paid types of things like obituaries and those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured sports is being covered by other places.
Right.
It's not to say that I'll never get into it or if there's a compelling story out of sports.
Somebody wins the state championship,
something
like that.
Yeah, or overcomes some great obstacles or those types of things.
Okay.
But there's a lot of other stories in other areas of our lives, too.
Right, and then for parents, for people that either don't have children or whose children are long gone and now they're not really that interested in what the lacrosse team did.
That's right. Yeah. No, that's very honest. And so I can focus my attention in other areas.
Okay. So now how did a guy from Connecticut wind up in Ohio?
That's a great question. I'm a first generation college attendee.
Okay.
And so really didn't have much of a clue what I was getting into. And I had a youth pastor back in Connecticut, David Van Dyke, who graduated from Muskingum College here in Ohio.
Which is where you went.
That's right. So he's sort of... You greased the skids a little bit, pointed me in that direction, and I came out here to Muskingum, sight unseen, which is probably incredibly different than what people would think about these days, where you're visiting a college 4 or 5 times and doing your internet research.
Oh, I know. I couldn't figure out why it was such a hard decision. We had to go on all these visits, but we did.
That's right. Well, I never visited the campus until... I was dropped off for freshman orientation.
Wow.
And
okay.
The rest is history, as they say.
Yeah. So I got to tell you about a story because we were talking about how people access their news differently than they used to, right?
Yep.
And so you're bucking that trend. But yesterday I was at the office. It was a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Get that page from my answering service. Somebody fell the night before, broke their 2 front teeth. And it was a young 22-year-old that I went in and saw and had to repair some badly broken teeth. By the way, I was supposed to be getting books ready for the Adeline Book Project that we do for Rotary. And so I had to leave my Rotary friends at my other office. They were using my room.
Okay.
And then go over and take care of this. But I have TVs on the ceiling and on the chair. So no matter which way you're sitting, you can see. Well, we had CNN on. And I said, now I can change that from a news program if you want to just something else. He goes, no, this is really neat. I've never accessed TV news before on TV. You know, it's like, really? It's always been on his smartphone, I guess.
22 years old. Yeah. Not even on TV.
So that, yeah. The first time he'd watched news on TV. I didn't think that was possible.
Very foreign to us.
So to make this venture, Clintonville Spotlight, successful, you need partnerships from business, right?
Right. One of the things I've been emphasizing is it's a good way for businesses to share their message and share their news.
Right.
One of the things I saw a decline in is local businesses advertising in their local media. So I wanted to give them another option.
Right.
And what I found in the philosophy from years ago, if people are sitting there reading 4 or 5 articles on a paper, they're going to spend a little time glancing at those ads as well. And so
mm-hmm.
it's a great way to leave a good positive impression on your readers.
I have been marketing in it from the beginning.
Appreciate that.
Granted, that's only 3 months, but no, we made a commitment, right?
We're yep.
in for the first year, and so I encourage other business owners to get involved and make sure that this is successful. Currently, circulation is 4,000. There are 4,000 printed, and we hope they all get picked up at places like. Tell me some of the primary places. Lucky's, right?
Lucky's Market, Wylands Market, the Whetstone Library, plenty of copies there.
Right. I usually have a half dozen. I know that Witz had some when I was there yesterday.
That's right.
I can't avoid that place. It's just so good.
And another great way to support is the subscriptions, too.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
You know, people this day and age are used to doing these GoFundMe types of things where they'll throw $20 or $25 at a special effort. Well, if you believe in local news and this newspaper, you can subscribe to the paper and I'll mail it to your mailbox.
Okay. And that's how much? Because I get that.
It's $25 a year.
And, that's it? $25 a year? Oh my goodness. That's great. That's a great deal.
Thank you.
It really is. And it comes in a white envelope. Makes me feel important.
I want to make sure it doesn't get mixed up with everything else.
As long as it doesn't have the thing about a thing from the IRS on it.
That's
okay.
Right.
I'm getting the message that we're out of time. Thank you so much for being on my show, Cliff.
Thanks
I really appreciate it. And all the luck in the world with Clintonville Spotlight. That's all the time we have today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.